I'm the gavel.
Oh.
So I'd like to call to order the town council meeting. Are you ready, Amanda? Amanda's filling in for, I'm Kelly tonight. I'd like to call to order the town council meeting of May 8th and ask you all to join me in the pledge allegiance.
A pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we have all of our council members here tonight. That's nice. I have one change to the agenda. It's quick. It's going to be a number four action item, if you guys agree when we get to that point. Let's see. And I put it on your desk, so it's going to be called approving the mayor to sign an AED agreement. Okay. Do any of the council members have any additions or changes to the agenda?
No.
I'd take a motion to approve the agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as amended.
Second. Moved and seconded to approve the amended as agenda as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes unanimously. Thank you. Has everyone had a chance to read the minutes from the April 24th meeting?
Yes.
Any comments, corrections?
Changes? I have a comment.
Okay.
I want to thank you for passing this ability.
Oh, good.
I thought that was great.
I'm a big believer in it.
Excellent.
Great, we're all on the same page.
Excellent. Pat came into the office the following week and signed both our actual pledge and then the bigger ceremonial pledge that Civility Church is going to frame for us. So we're all ready to go on that. Thank you, Pat. No other changes?
Oh.
So the minutes will stand approved as submitted. Okay. Mayor's report. Okay. Attended another Economic Development Board meeting. That group is under, I think I've already told you, under a lot of reconstruction. They're doing a lot of diving deep to redefine their mission and their bylaws. They are well underway in the hiring of a new executive director. They have done the search, they got the applications in, they went through those, they eliminated them, they got them from all over the country. And they interviewed two people, and very enthusiastically recommended that the interview committee to the board a woman from, now I'm not going to have her name, a woman from, it turns out from Clinton. She's new to the island, a lot of really good experience, but that's all I know. So they got, they made the recommendation, we talked about it at the board meeting, and the executive group was given permission to go forward with the negotiation to try and hire her, and I don't know where that stands. So that could be done right now. And once that gets done, things will move relatively quickly because the board's been doing a lot of work to get a lot of the basics structure ready for that person to start. They will be having their annual meeting in June. A research group, I believe that's what they are, called Ruckelshoot, has been hired by the, am I saying that name right?
William Ruckels House Center.
Ruckels House Center, okay, thank you. Ruckelshoot, where?
Ruckelshoot.
Ruckel House. Thank you, Owen. Has been hired by the state legislature a couple years ago to take on a huge statewide project to re-examine the Growth Management Act and to reevaluate it. It's been around for, 20 years now? And it was a pretty radical concept and document when it was first introduced and applied in the state of Washington. And so they have been asked by the legislature to evaluate that. Is it doing what it was supposed to do? Is it still necessary? Are there changes that need to be made to it? And so they're going all over the state, having dozens and dozens of meetings in every county of the state. And they, when they come to an area, they set up several meetings, and so Owen attended like 4-hour meeting, that was designed for the planners, planning staff, planning directors, and also the community was invited to that. And then I and Chris, as a nice surprise, I didn't know she was coming, went to a 2.5-hour evening session that was for electeds. So they were everywhere they go, they're getting the staff and community perspective on it. They're getting the elected perspective on it. It was very, Owen and I talked about it quite a bit before he went to his meeting and I went to my meeting. And, you know, we had some input. We wanted to do our part. We wanted to take part in it. It's an important document for our state. I was very surprised at the strong, intense feelings from some of the other municipalities on the island about GMA. I personally don't have those strong feelings. Owen doesn't have overly strong feelings about it. And I'm kind of thinking, when I was listening to some of the frustrations the other municipalities have, it just kind of honed in that Coopville is very kind of protected a little bit because of our status within the reserve. And we don't have maybe some of the struggles that other municipalities have because of that reserve protection and being cocooned in the reserve. We still have to follow GMA. We still, it's still a big part of our planning process, but I think in certain areas it doesn't affect us as much. So it was kind of, it was very interesting to me to listen to some folks from Oak Harbor and from the county. We, at our meeting, we even had somebody, some people over from a water district on Camino Island. Owen said that he, why don't you, you want to just say, you had more of a reaction from community members.
It was very interesting that staff in general from the three municipalities and the county generally had some comments, some nuanced comments about how it's implemented and perhaps some changes that may be beneficial, but really clearly around the edges. But there were some number of community members who felt that it was that did not reach far enough, that it was its very purpose was to sidestep a pending citizens initiative that would have been stronger. But there were lots of strong, very strong feelings, very harsh feelings toward it, expressed by the community members. But again, no governmental staff really indicated anything and any strong feelings about it.
And then the electeds later in the evening had strong feelings, the exact opposite of that. Mm-hmm. Felt that it overreached, felt that it tied hands, felt that it was too big brother. So, I mean, I can't imagine what this group is going to come away from this with. And I can't imagine if what they're getting from other counties. It was very obvious in our meeting that some of the comments and some of the restrictions, they felt like GMA was too cookie cutter, and a lot of things really hurt us specifically because we're on an island, and that it shouldn't be such a big cookie cutter document, that there should be some flexibility depending on the location that was having to implement it. So it was interesting, but I just wanted to tell you, Coopville did their part. We participated fully in that, and good luck to them. Their final report is supposed to come out in 2019 or 2020?
2019, I believe.
In the summer, yeah. And they've already got a couple years into this. This is a big project.
I'm very glad I am not trying to make sense of the amount of information.
Yeah. I attended the NET meeting this month. They have those every other month. Their guest speaker this month was Walt Blackford from PSC, and he did a great job, as you would expect. He gave them a lot of information and some education on electricity, what to do with down wires, what to do, you know, all of course related to emergency preparedness, windstorms, power outages, earthquakes. So that group got some good information. Huge group, like always, about 30 people showed up. And that group is getting ready to help with the parade, the Memorial Day parade, and the Arts and Crafts Festival. I don't know if they're doing anything with the Water Festival this coming weekend, but they use those public events as training on their radios. So a very diverse group of volunteers. We had our second Utility Advisory Committee meeting this month. I told you we were having them two a month instead of one because we have so much utility stuff going on. So at this one, we talked about we need to start talking about and thinking about new utility projects, upcoming projects that need to be plugged into our 20-year planning document for budgeting, and some priorities are changing, and we will be talking to you about that at budget planning workshops. And then also looking at something that the town has never done, we've had this worksheet of projects, and the projects just move forward year after year, but the amounts of money don't change on them. And some of them have been rolled over so many times, we look at these and go, yeah, we've got to double that amount to get that done at this point. So we're really going to bear down on that this year also in the budget planning process, because we have to have realistic numbers so we can spread this stuff out into our people, our revenue we're getting. We need to start, one of the big things we need to start talking about, and it's very timely, is a new well for the town. It's about time to start making the plans to acquire land or an easement, discuss that with the Department of Ecology, discuss that with the county. That's a long process to do. So that will be one of the projects that's put on the list sooner than later. Kelly Beach is now providing Kelly and Joe monthly financial reports for just their departments, because kind of for the first time, we've got two departments sharing line items in the budget. And so they're nervous about that. They work really well together, but they're nervous about that, and they're right on top of it, and they want to watch that on a monthly basis so they know what each other is doing. So that's going well. We've had a lot of discussion about who's going to manage and inspect some of our upcoming projects. And we're still talking about different options. We're kind of looking at it on a project-by-project basis. Some of them we can handle in-house. If there's some that are growing to the point that we feel we may need some help on inspections, we've got to look at the money for that and who would do that.
What kind of inspections?
Construction inspections.
Okay.
For big pieces of equipment. Like, we're specifically talking about the Navy project. You know, they've hired a third-party engineering firm.
Okay.
To do that, and they will have inspections, but are we going to go with those inspections? Are we going to hire our own inspector?
Okay.
Because that is such a large and complex project, especially at the plant. We may need some help with that.
Okay.
Those kind of things?
Thank you.
Okay. I met with Linda Eccles from the Chamber for a really long time this week, because we used to have monthly meetings, and we haven't done that for a long time, and we were behind. So we just got caught up on events that are coming up in town, and I am having the same type of meeting with the Chambers on Friday for the Coopville Historic Waterfront Association, because we used to meet on a regular basis, and we've just all kind of been doing our own thing. So we're getting all on the same page, you know, if there's any town responsibilities, any help they need from the town for what they have coming up, we're going to get together on that. Kim and I met really quickly with Stig Carlson to answer a few last-minute questions he had on the proposal he's preparing. He has done a really fabulous job on this proposal. I asked him to give it to us in two phases, one strictly for the restroom that we're talking about building, and one for everything else, all the parking lot improvements, because I'm not sure if the parking lot improvements will be paid for with the 9% grant money from the county. The restroom is going to come from the town's REAP money, and I don't know if we have enough. We have $130,000 for sure. There's some $20,000 we could pull from other things. But so until he gets the design done and until we get the construction estimate from him, I don't know if we're going to be able to do that this year, so we'll find that out soon. So he's done a fabulous job on his projections, and he's working really hard on that, and that will be coming to the next meeting for your approval. You're going to find it very interesting. Okay. I went to the EB's Film Slam, which is this weekend, it's the third year they've done that. They started that as an event to celebrate the National Park System Centennial, and they've continued it. And what was really fun this year is that was originally started with the goal of engaging youth in our community. And the first year or two, not so much. It was mainly adults that participated. This year, they had, out of the clear blue sky, they had 15 teens show up for the kickoff event, where they're the beginning of, they have to make a movie in 50 hours. And they have to come to the meeting, because at that meeting, they're told what the theme is and weird things they have to put in the film. So no one can do their filming in advance, right? So they had 15 teams show up. I think they had about 11 films come in. Two of them missed the deadline. It happens every year. Two really good ones missed the, one of them missed the time deadline, and one of them, I was so crushed for this person. It was the first time they did it. And one of the rules is all the filming has to be in the reserve, right? And right in the middle of the film, she had some like 5-second blip of driving down West Beach.
Aww.
So she was outside of the reserve, so the film got disqualified. They have very clear, not very many rules, but they're very clear what they are. So they were such good quality films that they showed the 8 that were going to be voted on for People's Choice, and then while the votes were being counted, they showed these other 2, even though they couldn't be considered for a prize. They were really excellent films. But like 6 of the, like 4 or 5 of the teams were all youth, were all teenagers, and then probably another 3 teams were families that fully involved, like the kids were the stars of the movies and stuff. So this year was the first year that it really did engage the youth, and so it was a great event. I went to an AED ceremony on Sunday with Chris and with Robert Mays from the Whidbey Health EMTs. This is the thing we're going to discuss today that came in kind of last minute. We knew it was happening, but it just has happened really quickly. The Penn Cove Water Festival has purchased an AED just for the town, just like the Arts and Crafts Festival did, and put 2 of them on Front Street. They're putting theirs down by the boat launch, which is a fabulous location for one. And so, what do you want?
Oh, she gave me the thumbs up. He must have pitched
it. He did, yeah, no hitter.
He what?
Oh, no hitter.
Yay.
There's a no hitter.
Yeah.
Is that good?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, it was just kind of last minute. It was being installed. They called us down for a ceremony. There was a whole bunch of Penn Cove Water Festival volunteers there. But now I find, Chris, do you know that they're doing a whole nother ceremony on Saturday at the Water Festival? I don't know that it'll be, it's a dedication that will be at noon when the races start, at the kickoff of the races. So that's appropriate too, so it's kind of like a double ceremony. But anyway, that's a really good location for a device like that, down there at the boat launch. So we're the, you know, our community is the beneficiary of that gift. And the last thing I want to tell you about was this fabulous thing I was invited to last night. As you may or may not know, there has been for the last 2 days, well, all week long, there are 60 international food, wine, and travel writers on our island. Giant coup for our island. Usually this group has an annual conference every year, but they usually go to big cities. And so they have been on our island for the whole week. And Sherry Wyatt, who came and presented to us the other day, the director of Island County Tourism. She's the one that's arranged this. She's the one that's got them here. She's been working on it for months. All the chambers up and down the island have been participating, the lodging associations. They spent a day and a half in Oak Harbor. They spent 2 days in Coopville because they had a workshop, kind of work day out at Camp Casey. And then on Monday, it was Tuesday, on Monday. So then on Monday night, I had dinner at the Oyster Catcher. The Oyster Catcher opened up special for this. I had dinner with the executive, the 12 members, 10 members of the executive board, and then the other 40 or 50 of them, Rick Castellano at the
at the museum opened up and they had a reception for them, and all the lodging association members, like all the owners of the bed and breakfast, made the hors d'oeuvres. One of the wineries donated the wine. I mean, everybody from all over the island is being pulled into this as they go up and down the island, being wined and dined. And so they had a really nice reception at the museum, and then they were let loose to have dinner on their own in Coopville, so they split up and went to all the restaurants in Coopville. Lots of the shops stayed open late for them. Then they were shuttled back. We didn't have accommodations for that many people, so they've kind of been staying at the Coachman in Oak Harbor. So they went back there last night, then they were going to be back here at 8 o'clock in the morning, and they, at the wharf, go out on boats to the mussel rafts, and then visit the processing plant. And then after they got done with that this morning, they're heading on down to Langley. And so they're doing their roaming radish and some really nice restaurants down south. And so it's a really big deal for our island. And we will get a lot of publicity all over the country from this week of events. So next time if you see Run into Sherry, thank her for pulling that off. And that is the end of my mayor's report. Does anybody have anything else? Any questions, I mean? Okay. So this is our first opportunity for audience input. Mel is with us. You guys all know Mel. She owns the Crow's Roost on Gray Street.
Hi. I'm here to see how it works and to represent the Coopville Historic Waterfront Association. So I'm just taking notes and listening. And it's good information. And I had my shop open last night, and I ended up having about 8 of the 6 riders and 2 of the tourism representatives from San Juan come in.
Okay.
I had cheese and crackers and drinks and desserts, and so it was delightful.
Good.
It's awesome when the weather cooperates, though.
Yeah.
It was kind of the most important ingredient, but yeah.
And what I wanted to tell you about the whole thing last night is how unbelievably, I sat there last night in Oyster Catcher, and how unbelievably proud I was of Coopville. Tyler and Sarah made this dinner that was obviously to die for, and they did such a great job of being hosts, and you guys know them, they're so adorable. And I mean, it was just a class evening. Everybody was so impressed. These people that travel all over the country. So it was nice. Thank you for being open and participating. Mm-hmm. Okay, so our first item of new business is this was a discussion item last meeting, and I realized it needs to have action. So I don't know if there's going to be a lot of discussion on it because we really discussed it last time. It's officially for me to send this letter that I attached in your packet to officially terminate our existing contract with Sound Water Stewards. Doesn't mean we cannot work with them in the future, and they are a great resource if we ever have, you know, a particular project for conservation or education that we need. They have said they would enjoy working with us in the future. Anybody have any questions on that?
I just want to say I thought the letter was very well put, and you know, the tone that you had, you told us about the discussion that you had with her, and it carried through here that, you know,
good.
Nobody is going to feel hurt by this, that it was a logical decision and it was goodwill for the future.
Oh, good.
I thought it was a nice letter.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No typos. No typos, Catherine.
Oh,
you're only 2. No, really? Seriously? In the letter? Are you kidding?
No, I'm kidding.
Okay, so can I have a motion?
I would move to authorize the mayor to send a letter terminating the agreement with South Water Stewards.
I second the motion. Moved and seconded to terminate the agreement with Sound Water Stewards. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Passes unanimously. Thank you. The next business item of new business is to approve the special event permit for the Panko Water Festival. And yes, I know this is coming in horribly late. We've talked to the organizers about it, and hopefully that will not happen again. This has been reviewed by myself and Kelly Beach and Kelly Rietma and Chris. And Chris especially has made some changes, and Kelly Reed has made some changes, and they've been discussed with the organizers. The conditions are pretty similar to, you know, every year we just kind of hone in on these conditions, like based on, they're basically the same conditions of the year before, plus anything that came up that year that we need to correct. So I don't know that there's any surprises on here.
You and your staff do a really great job. So it's not affecting us as much as probably staff and the timing.
It takes a lot of staff time.
I will say, I feel very uncomfortable sitting here with a yes or no on an event scheduled for this weekend, fully advertised everywhere. I don't think it's fair to the staff, and I don't think it's fair to the town council to have this come in this late.
And that's getting to be a bigger and bigger problem with all the events, all the parades, all the festivals, and we are having some very serious discussions with these organizing groups about that. We've actually given the Arts and Crafts Festival a deadline to have theirs in, and after we've done the same for this next year, we've got them marked on a calendar. We will be going after them sooner. And I do have to say, kind of, that really what the council is approving, this is interesting, the only special events, we process lots of special events permits that you guys don't see. The only ones you see are the ones that involve street closures. Because that's a big deal to close our streets, and the council needs to agree that the event is worth closing the streets for, and that they, you know, if you're closing streets, it kind of indicates you're bringing in a large number of people. And so it does give you the opportunity to see their safety plans, their parking plans, things that you may hear about in the community. But thank you for that. That is true, Chris. Stressful. It's stressful when they come in this late.
And if for some reason, and I'm not saying that's true here, but if there were a reason why we felt we shouldn't be closing streets this next weekend, and we say no now, it makes us look very bad, regardless of what reasons we're using.
That is true. I wonder if that maybe a two-tier evaluation process, because it seems like much of what they do this year, they're going to repeat next year.
Right.
So you always have the feedback pretty soon after the festival, right? With, you know, what went right, what went wrong, or maybe you do. And then they have a deadline way before to submit for the following year. And then if there's any changes, you know, they need to get them in still by an appropriate deadline. But there's no reason for probably 90% of this not to be turned in earlier.
I think that the application says they're supposed to be turned in 60 days in advance.
And there's still 60 days in advance.
But we have now, we're telling all the festivals that they need to turn their stuff in 4 months in advance.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
So yes. 120 days instead of 60 days.
Okay, so they
we're doing that this year.
They submitted it on April 5th, but they were supposed to submit it in February or something. Is that the idea?
Okay, they may have submitted it on April 5th, but another thing about these big
festivals, we have to keep going back.
They're not complete. As soon as they come in, what the process is, the minute they come in, we have a staff meeting about them. And Kelly collects, we all look at them, and Kelly collects all of our questions. And then she gets back to the person that submitted it and goes over all those questions and gets them answered and tells them if they have other things that they need to submit and before it's considered complete.
So it's just that all that stuff took time and it's coming to us late, but it didn't come as late as it seems like to the town. It just wasn't complete.
Right, but yeah, you're right. And so what we're telling them is a complete application needs to be turned in 4 months in advance.
Yeah.
One thing that all of our federal and state grants do is have a submittal date that you have to submit by of what you're going to do, and it's as filled out as you can go. And then you have time to go back and forth technical review. And then you have a drop dead deadline where you have to have all of your application has to complete, and that could be the 4 months, so that what's happening is they're turning it in and then doing the work later. So it works really well, because that's what the agencies found, that people were doing the quick and dirty and then taking more time.
You know, with these, something that's really happened the last year and this year that's, I think, really affecting how late these are coming in is the lead volunteer on the operations of the Water Festival, oh, all three of them, the Muscle Festival and the Arts and Crafts Festival has changed.
Oh.
So they've got brand new volunteers doing these, big permit applications for the first time. And so that has a lot to do with the condition that the applications came in to us this year. And they came in late to start with, so.
Which is another reason why changing it from 60 days to 120 is a good idea.
Yeah.
So since the staff recommended a motion to approve this, then I would like to make a motion to approve special permit 2018-05 Annual Pencoe Water Festival with the attached conditions.
Second. Moved and seconded to approve special event permit 2018-05 for the Pencoe Water Festival. Any more discussion or comments?
It's a great event.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passed unanimously. Okay, the next one is a special event permit for the Memorial Day Parade, which will be on Saturday, May 26th. So not this Saturday, so it's in a couple weeks. Three Saturdays from now.
Move to approve special event permit number 2018-06 Annual Memorial Day Parade and Remembrance Ceremony with the attached conditions.
I second.
Okay, are there any questions or discussions on this permit application or the conditions?
Can you tell us who's going to perform?
Pardon me?
Can you tell us who's going to perform?
I should know that. In the park afterwards? I do not know that.
But he's great.
I really don't know that. When I find out, I'll let you know. I didn't ask that question.
Is the mayor going to be riding in the parade?
The mayor will be in the parade. The captain of the base will be in the parade. Veterans in the parade. We requested a flyover for the parade. I don't know if that will happen.
We usually have one every night.
We requested a planned one.
Oh.
We've actually requested that they fly over the town limits, which is different for us. We don't usually do that.
Yeah, right.
Okay, all those in favor of approving special event permit 2018-06 for the annual Memorial Day Parade, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you. Passed unanimously. Okay, now the addition, the number four addition, this again, I'm sorry to bring this to you so late. This very short and sweet agreement that I've copied here. This is the same agreement that we signed when we accepted the Front Street and the Need and Feed one and the Collections AED from the Arts and Crafts Festival. So I'm asking that we sign this because this is necessary to actually leave it installed on the side of the building. To make it official, but I want to point out that now that we have three of these, and after kind of going through this agreement a little closer with Chris, there are some portions of this, particularly the maintenance, the last page and a half, the maintenance section, the post-event activities, and the defibrillator maintenance section, that I was talking to Chris and Robert Mays, who heads this up for the EMTs, and saying that, okay, I get that the town is taking responsibility for this. I get and don't have any problem that we will pay for, you know, refilling of the supplies, which will be refilled, changing the batteries, which supposedly have a 5 to 10 year life, so that's not a big expense. But It's the EMS that have software that reads the data when there's the event. It's the EMS crew that's going to know when they're used, because the people that use them will also call 911. I'm not really going to know that. And so I was talking to Robert about this, saying, okay, you know, the more I look at this, I'm a little uncomfortable with this. He said, no problem. So Chris said it's his job before he leaves. We're going to write up a very simple MOU, which we'll probably just copy these three paragraphs, between the town of Coopville and the EMTs, and they will take responsibility for these three sections for us and work with us on them.
Great.
So I'll be bringing that back to you. Does anybody have any questions about this?
Where's it going to be down there, Molly?
It's actually already installed on the side of, right on the side of the public restroom.
Okay.
Between the two doors, you know, it's one of those big red boxes with a heart on it. You can't miss it.
So basically what you're saying in this MOA is that we're responsible for maintaining, however, we're doing it through this.
We're going to kind of contract it out to
gotcha.
The EMTs.
Okay.
Yes, exactly.
Gotcha.
Exactly, Chris.
For goodwill.
Go ahead.
No, she, go ahead. She wasn't starting.
Oh. I would move to approve the mayor to sign the public access defibrillation program site plan.
Second. Are there any other questions? Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the mayor to sign the public access defibrillation program site plan agreement. Wow. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Passes unanimously. Okay, now that brings us quickly to our second opportunity for audience input. Mel, your second
You're
chance.
You're doing a great job. Thank you.
Thank you.
You should come every time.
Yes. If it's raining, I'll be here. But another sunny day, I don't know.
Okay, that's fair. Okay, our discussion item this evening is kind of the staff is really... has this open house, what we call our Coopville 101 or Coopville Open House on their minds, and we really spent a lot of time working on it in our last staff meeting. So Owen's going to talk to you about that. We just want to check in with the council again, and we have in our mind how we'd like to see it go, what we're prepared to do, what we have the time to do, and most importantly, what we think our community would be interested in hearing. And we just want to run that by you guys again. Mr. Dennison.
Thank you, Mary Hughes. So, right, as the mayor noted, this is a sort of a check-in to make sure we're on the right track with this. We brought this to the town council, I believe, in late March as a discussion item. That was a very preliminary draft of the outline, and among the comments from the council was, you have too many stations and not enough staff to cover them. So we have, they've been consolidated, and originally they were, the stations followed services. We had a water table, a sanitary sewer, wastewater table, a planning table. So now they've been reorganized by department. So one of the concerns is that there may be, that again, we are this is in large part an educational effort to let the community know what it is we do and how we do it, and so it may not be intuitively obvious where someone would go to have a particular question answered, particularly something like the administration table, which is a real catch-all for all the odd and all the odd questions. So the thought was to put table tents, little cards out with identifying the subjects that people may be interested in, so that they know which staff to approach. Now, clearly, if someone asks me, you know, a water question, I'll direct them to the water or to the public works table, or the utilities table, depending on the nature of the question. We've taken out some of the categories. If someone has a question or a comment about deer, they will provide it to each of us, perhaps, and that's fine. So. And we've taken out the police table and just our station and incorporated that with the administration, since really the questions would be contractual, expanded it. We've identified the materials that we want to have available. That's somewhat challenging because we're primarily using what we have. We're trying to augment that with at least one additional public facilities map. And we are working on that right now. So I guess interested in knowing if you have any, hearing if you have any concerns, questions, if you see anything that we're missing, any general categories of potential interest to the public, or just thoughts on how this will unfold.
I just want to say, first off, it looks like you've put a lot of time and thought into this, and I really like that you cut it down to four and the way you group things. The one thing I would add at each station is a comment form and a box to put it in, primarily for discussions that where one person wants to talk for a long time and there are other people with questions, it allows them a place to put that information that they want to share and box to put it in, and it gives you a good safe way of saying I need to move on, but please put your comments here because we are interested.
Excellent. Or if somebody wants to comment anonymously, that's a really
correct.
Great idea.
Yeah.
A lot of people aren't comfortable with an audience mm-hmm. around them.
Great idea. We will do that.
On the materials, I just wanted to point out if you see that like the beginning one or two items, if they say large, the reason why we put that is because we're kind of envisioning that each station might have two easels, one with a large display, a visual thing, and then we might have a flip chart. We're kind of talking about having a flip chart at each location and manning the flip chart with a council person mm-hmm. who can just listen to what's going on, who can write notes down for that department manager to help keep track of the comments that we're getting during the evening and the questions that we're getting, if maybe we need to get back to someone. That'd be great. And then other materials are maybe either handouts we already have or handouts that are easy for us to create that would be on the table that people can just take if they're interested.
Looks good.
What time is this out?
I'm not sure we've established that.
I reserved the rec hall. I know I've done that.
I have it written down there.
I think that it wasn't for.
That's something we need to do is notice this.
I mean, is it at night?
Yes. Oh, yes. It's in the. Yes, absolutely.
My assumption would be something around 5 to 7:38.
5 to 7. Is that what we
yeah.
said?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's a good time so people can stop mm-hmm. in right after work or
before dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Or after dinner.
Okay.
You did a good job.
Really?
Yeah. Congratulations.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Excellent. Yeah, the staff has spent a lot of time trying to find tools. Okay, then that's awesome. Thank you. The last item on our agenda this evening is staff reports. Always fun, a little fun and mm-hmm. interesting. Not fun, but interesting for you guys to read. Did you have any comments? Did you guys see Kelly got a $19,000 grant?
I
didn't see that. She was rocking at this. She was a happy, happy lady.
But what is that one for?
Archives. It's through the state. What department did she do that for?
Secretary of State.
Secretary of State. And they had a grant program that had three different levels, and she is actually planning to apply for all three categories. So she took she put in her first most basic grant, which was to buy particular shelving that we, a new kind of shelving system. We've got wood shelves up there with file boxes that don't fit. So, you know, there's wasted space above the file boxes, and then there's these beams, so you can put two boxes in, and then you turn one sideways. Two boxes in, and you turn one sideways. It's a mess. And so Owen has a particular kind of file system that he would like to move all the address files to. And so it will just be more efficient. We'll be able to get more files in. It'll be easier to see what's up there, get them in and out. And then also some special shelving for rolled, for blueprints.
Yeah. And I think it might be a combination of rolled blueprints and hanging blueprints, depending, hanging maps maybe. Kelly is working with Owen and Kelly Rietma, and the three of them are the three that are in the archives the most often. And then Kelly needs some fireproof stuff for some of her records that were required to have in fireproof. So that's the first stage. So she had researched all the shelving, the cost, and she had, she actually got, her grant was for $300 more than she requested. She doesn't really know why that is, but that was a big roundup, and she's fine with that. So this one is for shelving. And then the next one is a, that she's planning to go for after this is done, is a kind of the digital part, the technology part. And so Owen, since he has gotten here, has any address file he's touched, he has been working with Carol, and they have been scanning address files to try and get all of our thousands of address files into electronic format, so everything does not require a treasure hunt up in the archives. Every single house in every single address in our town has a file. Some of them are how old? What's the oldest one you've probably touched?
70s probably.
But I mean, just from the 70s?
I mean, there's an address, and then anything related that happened in the town?
If there have been fire inspections, for instance, those records are in there. If there have been building permits, the applications, building permits, sign permits.
Okay.
Everything to do with
adjustments,
that.
Remodels, working the right-of-way permits, letters.
Right.
If the owner of the house has gotten a letter, if there's any weird, unusual information about their utilities, their utility hookups, plats, copies of original plats, right?
As-bills, to the extent that we have them, yeah.
And they go back, Owen goes back to them a lot, has to go to them a lot. Well, and Kelly does for utility stuff, too, a lot. So the second part that she's planning to apply for is personnel time, staff time, to actually scan them all.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third part of the grant that she said she's going to apply for, this is down the road, she's going to apply for the town to have its own large-size scanner. Is that correct?
I believe so, yeah.
And so we can scan blueprints and maps and get them digital, and so that it's, you can't believe when you go up, I can't believe Owen can find anything up there. It's like magic every time to me when you find something up there. And same thing with Kelly Rietma. They're up there all the time needing to find stuff. So it's a huge, huge multi-step project.
Remind me where up there is.
The water plant, the in-town water plant, is where all of our files are.
Okay.
In that right, you know,
yeah.
By the town shop.
Yeah. Okay.
I believe part of the funding also is for staff time, because somebody, it will require a lot of labor to go through each file and consolidate and to make sure things are appropriately filed. So there are funds to cover.
Temporary help
yeah, while that's occurring while Carol's up there.
Yeah, we will probably hire Laurel to do her thing while Carol's up in the archives actually working. So I'm very excited for her. Glad and impressed that she found this money. Anything else on here?
I have a big question.
Okay.
QAC.
Utility Advisory Committee.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions or comments on staff reports?
Well, just when I got to the end of Chris's, I went, oh.
I know, wasn't that nice? That was nice. Kelly's meet my staff report cracked me up. I told her, nice report, Kelly. Are you working hard? It was just so short. It's so unlike her. It's like so short. We're mowing.
Yeah.
We're mowing. We're checking backflows. I'm down a staff member. I mean, that's like the end. The end of her report.
I'm too busy to write a report.
Well, and she doesn't, I mean, she's mowing. They're mowing. And they, and do you guys know that we're down to staff number?
No, I read that.
Okay. The good news is that that position has been noticed, and she has got, I think she's got seven applications, and two or three of them look interviewable. So she's, we are in the process of, you know, evaluating the applications right now, and she's hoping to be able to start interviewing for that next week.
Good. Now, was that a maintenance special?
It was a, it's one of her public works.
It's not called one more people.
Well, it was a year, it's one of her three-year-round public works maintenance workers, yeah. So of course, everybody in that department does nothing but mow and weed for three solid months. But yeah, they're the guys that,
or gals?
Yeah, that fix, look for water leaks and maintain the buildings and do street work, and they're the public work people, yeah.
And I like, she says, we're looking forward to hiring a fantastic new member of our team. Optimistic.
And just to let you, just a show of how we've overcome any issues between departments that we've had in the past. Joe, do you guys know Joe Groveland's on an extended vacation right now? He's gone for like 2.5 weeks. And so one of his three people, Nathan, has scooched over to Kelly's department to help her, to help them. He just started this week. Kelly was just like saying, ugh, I just cannot keep up. We just can't keep up. And Joe said, I've sent Nathan over. You want to use Nathan for a while? And so Nathan's over mowing with the guys, trying to help them get caught up.
That is really good news.
Yeah. Okay, and are we done, guys?
Yeah. Just one thing. I just thought Chris's final staff report that he put in was really nice.
It was, yeah. It was, yeah. Good. Okay, we are adjourned. Thank you. You picked a good meeting to come to, Mel.
I know.
That's why I'm here.
Do you want to...